Hi, I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done, hypothetically, when we're not with brand new foster kids, by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. I'm recording at home because I now have three foster children, and I think the hardest part about this right now is that I made a promise to myself and to you and to the kids that would be under my care that kids would not be content, and I believe very strongly in that, and it's a foster care rule for my agency. But of course, I've had these kids for 3.5 weeks. They're all I think about. They're all I do. They very quickly became my entire life. And now it's like, well, how do I talk about my writing without talking about these kids? Because they're the thing. They're the thing. It's like, children, may I write today, please? Oh, no. Okay. You need a doctor's appointment? Okay. Foster care needs you to go to this appointment? Okay. Oh, this other person from foster care is calling? Okay, sure. The other day they had some video call with an agency person, and I thought, oh, great, I'll schedule a work call at the same time because they'll be busy with the agency call. But of course, not. Of course, I don't know what I was thinking, that I needed to be on the agency call, and it took 2.5 hours or whatever. And anyway, all of this is to say that I haven't written pretty much since they came. I wrote, do you hear the baby walking around in the background? He's like watching a show on my old iPhone. Okay, now the baby is in here playing with his truck against my chair.
Hey baby, do you want to say anything? Do you want to say hello? Can you say hello?
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh yeah, good job. You're saying hello. Good job.
So today's topic is the topic that has been in my mind all this time, which is just, there are things more important than writing. This is something I really believe. And here are my things that are more important than writing. The first is sleep. I mean, really, the first is my marriage. But realistically, though, sleep is more important than writing. My marriage is more important than writing. I'm recording this while holding the baby in my arms. And then the other thing more important than writing is these kids. And I think this has been very difficult on our marriage, not in a way that's like we're having trouble or anything. It's just hard. It's hard to go from 0 kids to 3 kids. They're not our own kids, so figuring out what they like and how they were parented before and how we can fit into that and what we need to be giving them. And that was difficult. Figuring out what we need, like what does it mean to have self-care when the kids always come first, but also like what do I need so that I can put them first, and what does my husband need? We needed a workspace, so the co-working space let us sign up and share one individual membership. My husband goes there every day, but it's just 3 blocks away, so if when I'm home with the kids, if I need him, he can come back for lunch and then I get a break and then he'll walk back and continue working. And that's really awesome. Yay, good job. I need breaks because I'm the primary caregiver. So he's really great about, when he gets home from work, I take an hour and I just hide in a room alone and I lock the door and I do Instagram, I watch Hulu, I definitely don't write, but, we come first, because when these kids go back to their mother, which we're really hoping for, my husband's still here, my marriage is still here, and I just want to take care of that, and yeah, so right now I'm sleeping, I'm writing when I can, I'm not worrying about it. Oh, your footstep. I'm not going to worry about my career because I chose this. I chose this very impractical thing that doesn't fit at all with my ambitions. And I'm somehow glad. I'm somehow glad I'm here. So that's more important than writing. So that's it for today. Those are the things more important than writing. My marriage, my health, mental, physical health, and just sleep in general, and my calling to serve my fellows. Hey, baby, what did you write this week? Okay, what did you read this week? We read Goodnight Moon, Corduroy. That's what I read. I wrote a podcast outline. I wrote for about half an hour this week. I watched, my favorite kids movie is Zootopia so far, and we watched the new old Brandy, Cinderella. Okay, do you want to say goodbye? I forget how I sign off. This is Kevin Jones. Oh, Harrison Lewis edits this podcast. He's on Harriet JTO. Oh my goodness. Follow us on at Writing My Writing Down and at Hello Kathleen J. And Alexa Marino wrote the theme song, and it's so beautiful, and let's all listen to it again while I quiet the screaming baby. Okay. Goodbye. Please pray for me.
Get out of bed. I've got to tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my writing down. Writing my writing down.
This is Kathleen Jones and Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. Wow, foster care has changed my life. I used to record these podcasts in my friend's beautiful studio. I would make a whole morning of it, drive out to New Jersey, record, and then, run some fun errands in New Jersey, mostly go to a big Target. That was my treat to myself, is going to a suburban-sized Target instead of a tiny city Target. But now I'm recording this outside the homework lab that my kids attend after school. I got to pick them up in 12 minutes, so this episode will be less than 12 minutes. And today's theme, I just want to share with you this affirmation? I don't know. I feel weird saying that because affirmations can sometimes feel like magic spells, but just an encouraging word I say to myself now that my life is, three times harder and more complicated and more complex and also three times more beautiful than it was a month ago. So what I've been saying to myself is, I'm in the mood to do hard things today. I'm in the mood to do hard things. I don't know when that just popped into my head, but I found myself so whiny. This last week was hard. And it's not the kids. The kids are such a delight. But just sort of the package of foster care and finding this homework lab that was ACS approved and vouchers and appointments. And it's all
one big annoying burden that definitely sucks up all my writing time. And I just was complaining so much, like, ugh, this is so hard. This is so hard. I'm so tired. This is so difficult. Why is everything so complicated? And I just was listening to my own complaints all day. And it was really ruining my stuff. And the kids could tell, too, that I wasn't giving my best. And then, okay. So I just, have started saying to myself just these past couple days, I'm in the mood to do hard things. So when I hear myself complaining about something foster care related, I knew that the system was broken, that it's difficult to navigate. I just, when I hear myself say, ugh, this is so hard, which is my number one way to complain, I just say back to myself, you know what? I'm in the mood to do hard things. I can meet hard things. I am built for hard things. And I just say that. It's what got me to do a workout this morning when I really just wanted to go back to bed. That phrase is what helped me show up for Writer's Cafe, which is a Zoom meetup I do with some Twitter writer friends where we do write sprints for 80 minutes in the morning. And it just, I got to push myself to meet this moment because I'm realizing the task is too great and I can't meet it. And I can't just sort of force myself into meeting the moment. I gotta beg for grace, and I gotta sort of get bigger. I don't know how to put it really, but I need grace to get bigger, and that phrase somehow is helping me meet the hard things. I'm in the mood to do hard things. I'm in the mood to do something risky. Risky like write tired or work out when you think you're gonna not make it through the day, or, just stay up for them. I'm in the mood to do hard things, which sometimes just means being with them and putting my phone away. And that's not to say that I'm thriving. I'm not still. I'm still kind of really floundering, and I'm not meeting the moment most of the time. This morning I showed up to Writer's Cafe to do my Zoom sprints, and I didn't write, but I made myself stay the entire time. And instead of scrolling on my phone, I did a meditation app. And I thought, well, if this sort of calms me down enough, sort of soothes my nervous system enough, then maybe I'll write. But I'm not going to put that pressure on myself. But I did the hard thing, which was showing up. So I showed up today, didn't write. Maybe I'll write tomorrow. But forcing myself to get in the habit of doing hard things at a hard time is the only way I'm gonna receive the grace to get bigger. And the task right now is too big for me, just taking care of these three kids and meeting my own needs and being creative. It's too much. It's too much. And yet, I wouldn't change a thing. And I want to be the kind of person who grows through hard things. That's who I want to be. So reminding myself of that is empowering, and it makes me like myself. And when I hear myself just constantly complaining all day or whining about this beautiful life that I chose, I don't like myself as much. So just I'm in the mood to do hard things, and then doing something hard and accomplishing something and knowing that I'm becoming the kind of person who shows up for hard things is helping me like myself and helping me like the example that I'm setting for the kids in my home. I'm not perfect at it, and I make a lot of mistakes, but the good news is there's no end to it. It's hard to recover from mistakes. I'm in the mood to do hard things. It's hard to admit you made a mistake. I'm in the mood to do hard things like apologize. I'm in the mood to do hard things like make a healthy dinner or open my laptop and work while the kids are just quietly watching a movie. So I want to share that with you. And now it's time for pickup. So this podcast is over. Ooh, I would love it. Honestly, I would love it if you would share something hard with me that you are persevering through that's too big for you, because I really need the encouragement. So you can find me on Instagram at Hello Kathleen J and at Writing My Writing Down. Podcast transcripts, when I eventually get around to uploading them, I'm very behind, are at hellokathleenjones.com. If you didn't listen to Maureen Monterrubio's episode, I really encourage you to go back and listen to it. Episode 20, it's so good. I just re-listened to it on my drive over here because I just find her very inspiring as a person. What I'm writing, reading, and watching. I mean, you know, I'm writing a couple sentences. That's what I can manage. If I write a couple sentences today, that's my hard thing that I'm reading. One of my foster kids and I, she's reading chapter books now. And every time she finishes a chapter book, I buy her a Starbucks drink. That's her reward. So I'm going to do that with myself too, because I haven't read an adult thing in a month. So adult meaning like the words are small and there's no pictures. So I don't know what I'm going to pick, but our next Starbucks date is Friday and it's Monday. So I better get started. And what I'm watching, I watched Moana with the kids about 4 times this week. That movie is so good, and it doesn't get old. And it's probably my favorite kids' movie right now. I like finding one and then watching it and analyzing it, you know, at 6 a.m. when I'm up with the baby. Okay, God bless you. Please keep me in your prayers so that I meet the moment. And please let me know what hard thing has been too big for you, and give me some tips, and I will read out your tips on the next episode, because I'll probably be too tired to write an episode. So yeah. Okay. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. This is Kathleen Jones at Writing My Writing Down. If you want to get your writing done, write it down. All right, Alexa Marino, bring us out.
Get out of bed, I've gotta tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art, it's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my writing down, writing my